Okay. Hello, I'm Brian Eno, and I'm sitting in Granddad's corner. And actually, I'm going to tell you a story about my grandfather and how music saved my life. Further than that, not only did music save my life, had it not been for music, I wouldn't even be alive now. So my grandfather, who was born in 1880-something, that's a very creaky chair you've got there. Lars. Lars is sitting in a very creaky chair. It's a bit disturbing, because, you know, I care about these professional details.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't, obviously.
No. Just an amateur.
He's a kind of an amateur, and he had a lot of drink last night, so he's a bit sloppy today. But my grandfather was one of those people who could play almost any musical instrument. He'd pick up an instrument and he would learn it in a very short time. He'd be quite competent on it. My brother is the same way. I'm completely the opposite. But it runs in my family that there are quite a lot of very good instrumentalists. My grandfather played saxophone, sousaphone, euphonium, clarinet. He also played piano and played the organ. And in fact, he made a living, apart from being a postman, which was his main job. All my family were postmen. He also made some extra money by mending church organs in Suffolk. There are lots of churches in Suffolk, and most of them have organs, and he used to go around and tune them and replace the pipes when they were damaged. And he ended up with a collection of over 600 pipes that he'd rescued from churches, which he strung up around his house and connected to a keyboard, so that the whole house was a sort of organ that you lived inside, that he lived inside. In fact, the early years of my life were spent in that house, because my parents didn't have a place to live for a few years. So I grew up actually inside a musical instrument, really. Anyway, my grandfather, at the age of 20, I guess, who wanted to play instruments and wanted to make a profession of it. And one way of doing that at that time was to join the German army, to join a military band. So he went to Germany in 1906 and was in the German army for 2 years in a military band. He was a clarinet player in that band. In fact, I have a picture of him, a beautiful picture with one of those helmets with a point sticking out at the top, walking along playing the clarinet in the military band. Germany had over 600 military bands at that time in history. So for a lot of musicians in Europe, being in a German military band was the way you could make a living. Anyway, my grandfather was there for 2 years. He came back to England. He had a son who he named, that was my uncle actually, who he named Carl Otto Eno, which is a very un-English name. In fact, when the war broke out, he was imprisoned for the duration of the war, the First World War, because it was assumed that he was a German sympathizer. And this is why I say that it's because of music that I'm alive, because in fact, had he served in the British Armed Forces, he would have been deployed in the Somme. And so there's a very good chance that he would have died, actually, which would have meant that my father would never have been born, and so on. So, first of all, thanks, Granddad, for being a German sympathizer, even if you weren't actually a German sympathizer. Thanks also for the wonderful house that you lived in, because aside from the fact that it was actually an organ, he had the house filled with other mechanical musical instruments. He used to also mend things like hurdy-gurdies and those machines that you put a coin in and a big brass plate would turn. They're sort of musical boxes. So I realized very recently that actually those were really the first synthesizers. It completely had not occurred to me that I grew up in the presence of a collection of the earliest synthesizers. They were mechanical synthesizers, so I didn't recognize them, but before electronic synthesizers, there were mechanical ones. And I grew up playing around with those when I was young. So, in fact, the whole of my career is entirely predictable from the fact that, my grandfather had this strange hobby of mending musical instruments. So that's the story of my grandfather. Thanks.
Thanks, Brian.